This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
There's the skip. And here is Eric and Andy for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Not a ton going on here in the offseason, Eric. Combine in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, another one. Another one bites the dust.
Knocking on the door of the deadline for the franchise tag, which is Monday, 4 p.m., March 5th, and heading towards free agency on March 13th. But we do have one transaction that actually occurred a little while ago, but somehow flew under the radar.
It's news now, though.
Almost everybody. Mike Hartline, an undrafted quarterback out of Kentucky, was signed to a futures contract for the Patriots this winter. We're not sure exactly when it was filed, but he is now a member of the organization. He's a guy that I actually liked coming out of Kentucky as a developmental prospect.
Yep.
He's 6'5", 219 pounds, kind of that, you know, Ryan Mallett pocket passer type. Had a very successful senior year at Kentucky. He threw for over 3,000 yards. I think he had something like 30 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. The end of his senior year, though, he got in trouble, had an off-field drinking incident, disorderly conduct type incident, was suspended for the bowl game, may have hurt his value a little bit. Went undrafted, spent last summer with the Colts, and then was cut, and then now is aboard on the Patriots. I wouldn't read too much into this, obviously. He could be here for passing camps. He could not even be here by the time passing camps roll around. You know, people want to read in, oh, maybe they're thinking of trading Brian Hoyer, who's an unrestricted free agent. Sure, maybe, if somebody knocks their socks off, and then you would have a third quarterback if Mallett bumped up to number two. But
yeah.
I think more than likely, Hoyer will be the two, Mallett's the three,
and
you have Mike Hartline in training camp as an extra guy throwing. You know, Brady had some injuries this year, had a left shoulder problem, had the right elbow tendonitis, whatever issue at one point.
So you save him a little bit. A
little more monitoring of the throwing. Who knows? He's a developmental guy. He could be gone tomorrow, or he could be here for the next 3 years as a developmental guy. I wouldn't read too much into it either way.
No, and you mentioned the scenario about, you know, training camp and the competition. Maybe there's a competition for that number two spot.
Sure.
Maybe it's not just handed to Brian Hoyer. Maybe
Mallett
makes enough of a jump from year one to year two. We're big on the year two jump, as you know.
You and Paul certainly are.
That maybe there's enough of a competition that there's some intrigue with that number two backup spot there. But, you know, unless, I mean, let's just put it in perspective. Mike Hartline was with the Colts not only for training camp, but for their practice squad, I believe, for part of last year.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I think PFW Paul reported that, but I'm not sure it's accurate.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is, though, he was on a terrible team and couldn't make it onto the active roster, even when they had all their quarterback problems. So he's probably not going to be too much of a factor for this team in 2012.
Certainly not immediately. And maybe to lend credence to your battle for the number two, if there is indeed one, we had those comments from Bill Belichick late in the year when he was talking about Ryan Mallett, and you leave the practice fields and there's just some things he does that wow you. You're like, you know, did you see that Mallett throw, whatever? We haven't had the ability to see him do any of that since training camp, and he was certainly raw in the preseason. It'll be interesting to see what he looks like as these camps unfold in OTAs and then into training camp. But the big news of the week, the franchise tags are starting to roll in, just not New England. We still have no update as of Friday afternoon of whether Wes Welker is going to be tagged, although we all assume it, and multiple reports, Schefter, Lock and Four, all those insiders at the league level reported that if the team doesn't reach a long-term deal, they will indeed use the franchise tag. We've been saying that for forever.
They have until 4 o'clock Monday.
And they will at whatever point if they don't reach a long-term deal. You know, the number is between 9.4 and 9.6. It has not been totally solidified yet. And that was actually our Debate Friday, Samsonite Make Your Case topic on Patriots.com. Do you want the Patriots to franchise him? I said, hell yeah. I'd actually prefer just to franchise him and let him play that out, and we'll deal with the future in the future.
And I said, hell yeah, tag him, but then hurry up and get the long-term deal done.
And
long-term being 3 to 4 years.
One of us will be right. And they reach an agreement. You know, we had heard rumblings that he was looking for $50 million. My guess is that'll come down
probably a little
at some
high.
Point.
Yeah.
Get in the $30 million range, and they'll probably be able to come to a deal. But as of right now, Patriots have not assigned the franchise tag to Wes Welker. But on Thursday, the first two teams did use their franchise tag. The Eagles tagged DeSean Jackson, and the Raiders tagged safety Tavon Branch. And then on Friday, today, cornerback Brent Grimes of the Falcons, running back Ray Rice of the Ravens, DeShawn Goldson, who was the safety the Patriots pursued last year in the offseason, was franchised by the 49ers, and Calais Campbell, defensive lineman for the Cardinals, was franchised. So they're starting to come in. My guess is you'll get more later on Friday, some on Saturday, Sunday, and then
maybe throughout the
week.
You know,
there were reports, I saw a number of 25 teams could use their franchise tag, somewhere in that range.
Is that a record?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. I mean, I haven't seen the exact numbers, but that's a lot. I mean, that's 70-80% of the league using their franchise tag. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out heading into free agency. You know, we still have a couple weeks, and I find the timing interesting as well, and we talked about this a little on PFW in Progress. They don't know the exact cap yet. They don't know the exact franchise numbers yet. Free agency is over a week away, and yet they have to franchise. I just think it's an interesting system. And as well in there, you'll have restricted free agent tenders. Guys like Brian Hoyer, who the Patriots could tag potentially as a first-round tender. I believe the salary will be $2 million-ish in there, and a little $2.5 million.
It's pretty good for a football carrier.
But my guess is they want him to be back. They want him to be the backup for one more year. If you go anything lower than that, there's a good chance somebody is going to say, I'll give up a second-round pick for Hoyer, if they like him.
Right.
And if it only takes one or two teams to like him, and he gets an offer, and so my guess is you'll see Brian Hoyer tendered at a pretty high tender level, and you'll see Wes Welker get the franchise tag sometime between now and Monday afternoon, and then we'll have a week of quiet before
the flurry
all
of free
breaks
agency.
Loose in free agency. Will the Patriots go after Mario Williams? Will they go after a wide receiver, maybe somebody like Brandon Lloyd? Vincent Jackson, there's a lot of names out there, Marcus Colston, Robert Meacham, Mike Wallace, whether he's a restricted free agent or not.
Who's not
go after him.
Probably going to get the
probably
tag from his team.
Probably not
going to
get the franchise tag, but plenty of free agent news on the horizon. Just a little quiet right now. All we have right now is Mike Hartline.
Yeah, that's okay.
A nobody quarterback, best known for his brother, Brian, who plays wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, but he is not a Patriot. Mike is. And I'm sure Wes Welker will still be a Patriot as of Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
And it gives you, do you have any hope at all that I mean, you gave some good reasons why teams are waiting till the last minute, the uncertainty with all of these financial numbers. Does any part of your gut tell you that maybe they're waiting this long because they're in the final stages of getting a long-term deal done with Welker?
Sure, it's a possibility. I think, 12%.
So they're waiting until the very, very, very last minute.
Right, because they've done it a little earlier in the last couple of years. It's been a few days before the deadline, but they've done it all different ways. They've done it early,
right away,
late, at the deadline. You know, it's kind of moved a little bit. It used to be at the combine. It would be in that week of February there. But I wouldn't read too much either way. You know, Wes Welker is going to be here either as a franchise-tagged receiver or as a guy playing a new 4 or 5 year contract. And so I wouldn't lose any sleep over it this weekend. And I would enjoy the weekend because.
But before you do,
uh-oh,
go to Patriots.com and vote in the Samsonite Make Your Case.
Yes,
vote
for Andy.
Let us know what you think.
Vote for Andy. And until next Friday, when we come back with more discussion about Wes Welker and how he was likely tagged on Monday. For Eric Scalavino, I'm Andy Hart. Have a great weekend and peace out.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson. Download the podcast now.